Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Making the Afterlife Connection, The Journey from Doubt to Knowing, That Death is Not the End by Suzanne Giesemann, is a contemporary spirituality and mediumship book aimed at readers who want a grounded way to think about life after death. Drawing on her unusual background as a former U.S. Navy commander and her later work as a medium and spiritual teacher, Giesemann frames the subject as a practical journey from skepticism and grief toward personal certainty. Rather than presenting the afterlife as an abstract belief system, she uses personal experiences, client-style stories, and structured practices to encourage readers to test spiritual connection for themselves. A central emotional thread is the movement from loss and longing to peace, built on the idea that consciousness and love are not confined to the physical body. The book also positions intuitive perception as a natural human capacity that can be strengthened through attention, intention, and discernment, offering readers exercises designed to build trust in their own inner knowing. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from doubt to direct experience. A defining feature of the book is its emphasis on shifting the afterlife question from intellectual debate to personal exploration. Giesemann acknowledges that many readers begin with uncertainty, whether due to a scientific mindset, religious disappointment, or the raw reality of grief. She frames certainty not as blind faith, but as something that can be approached through repeated, meaningful experiences that feel evidential to the person having them. In this approach, the goal is not to win an argument about what happens after death, but to reduce fear and restore a sense of relationship with those who have died. The narrative arc supports this movement by showing how a highly structured, disciplined professional identity can coexist with spiritual inquiry. This matters because it makes the subject feel less like fantasy and more like a lived practice that requires patience and honesty. The book encourages readers to notice patterns, meaningful timing, and inner impressions while also remaining careful about assumptions. In doing so, it promotes a kind of experiential spirituality where knowing is built step by step through reflection, practice, and emotional healing. Secondly, demystifying mediumship with a systematic mindset. Wiesemann presents mediumship as a skill that can be approached with structure rather than theatrical mystique. Without claiming that everyone will become a professional medium, she suggests that intuitive perception exists on a spectrum and can be developed through practice. A key theme is making the process understandable, calming the mind, setting clear intention, recognizing how information is perceived, and distinguishing genuine insight from fear, wishful thinking, or mental noise. Her background is often used to support a down-to-earth tone, emphasizing discipline, repeatable steps, and the value of testing impressions rather than dramatizing them. The book also positions ethics as part of the system: humility, respect for grief, and responsibility in how one shares spiritual impressions. By combining stories with practical exercises, she gives readers a way to engage actively rather than remain passive consumers of extraordinary accounts. This approach appeals to people who want guidance that feels organized and workable, especially those who are curious but wary of exaggeration. The overall effect is to make mediumship feel less like a rare gift reserved for a few and more like a human capacity approached with care and discernment. Thirdly, grief, healing, and continuing bonds. The book is strongly oriented toward readers who are mourning, and it treats grief as both an emotional experience and a spiritual crossroads. Giesemann does not reduce loss to a lesson, but she emphasizes that connection, love, and meaning can still be accessible after death. A recurring idea is that relationships do not simply end, they can change form, and the living can experience comfort through signs, inner awareness, and moments of felt presence. This is presented as healing, not because it erases pain, but because it can soften despair and reduce the terror that death creates. The practical value lies in helping readers rebuild stability, calming the nervous system, allowing feelings to move, and reframing the future as still connected to love. The book also invites readers to move from urgent yearning for proof to a more sustainable sense of trust and peace. By linking grief work with spiritual practice, it offers a path for people who feel stuck between wanting to believe and being afraid to be disappointed. The intended outcome is emotional relief paired with renewed purpose, grounded in the idea that love is not limited by physical absence. Fourthly, interconnectedness, consciousness, and divine love beyond mediumship. The book advances a broader spiritual worldview centered on interconnectedness. Giesemann emphasizes that individuals are part of a larger field of consciousness, and that spiritual contact and intuitive knowing are expressions of that shared reality. This framing shifts the focus from extraordinary phenomena to everyday spirituality, how one listens, how one loves, and how one recognizes guidance and support in ordinary life. Divine love is described as a healing force that is available, not earned through perfection, and not limited to a particular religion. Within this theme, the afterlife is not only a destination, but a perspective that changes how life is lived now. Interconnectedness also functions as a moral and psychological anchor. If separation is not the deepest truth, then compassion, forgiveness, and service become practical expressions of spiritual understanding. The book uses this idea to encourage readers to expand their identity beyond the physical self, which can reduce fear and increase resilience. For many readers, this may be the most transformative element the afterlife has presented, less as a distant realm and more as a reminder that consciousness, relationship, and meaning are woven into a larger whole. Lastly, practical exercises for intuition and spiritual connection. A consistent promise of the book is that readers can do more than read about spiritual connection. They can practice it. Giesemann includes exercises designed to help readers quiet mental chatter, strengthen intuitive sensitivity, and build confidence through repeated attempts. The practices are presented as approachable and do not require special equipment, elaborate rituals, or adherence to a specific doctrine. The emphasis is on intention, attention, and discernment, setting a clear purpose, noticing subtle impressions, and learning to evaluate experiences without swinging into gullibility or cynicism. This practical dimension is important because it treats spiritual growth as a skillful process, similar to learning any discipline that improves through repetition and honest self-review. The exercises are also positioned as supportive for emotional regulation, since calm and clarity are portrayed as conditions that make connection easier. By integrating practice with storytelling, the book models how ordinary people might begin where they are, whether they are grieving, skeptical, or simply curious. The intended result is not only belief in the afterlife, but a more trusting relationship with inner guidance and a greater capacity for peace in the face of uncertainty. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want comfort around death without being asked to accept a rigid doctrine. People actively grieving, those curious about mediumship, and those who feel torn between skepticism and spiritual longing will find a clear entry point because the author repeatedly returns to practice and lived experience. The main benefit is not simply information about the afterlife, but a framework for transforming anxiety and sorrow into steadier trust. Readers can take away concrete habits such as quieting the mind, setting intention, and practicing discernment, along with a compassionate reminder that healing often comes through small, repeatable moments rather than a single dramatic revelation. Compared with many afterlife and mediumship titles, the book stands out for its combination of a disciplined, pragmatic tone with a warm, personal voice. The former military identity is not used as proof, but as a way of communicating structure, responsibility, and a reluctance to sensationalize. That positioning makes it appealing to readers who want spiritual exploration that feels organized and emotionally supportive. Ultimately, the book aims to help readers live with less fear of death and more confidence that love and connection continue in meaningful ways. If you would like to support Suzanne Giesemann, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.